Well, hi, and welcome to the weekly prayer podcast of Parkside Church for the week of October 10th through 16th. Whether you're out for a walk or on the road or at home, thank you for joining in a time of guided prayer and intercession with our church. My name is Clint, and I'll be your host for the next 20 or so minutes of prayer. After a scripture reading and a song of praise, there'll be a few segments where I'll introduce a prayer focus, followed by some background music where you can be led by the Spirit to pray. This week, in our missional rhythm as a church, we are praying for our church, actually. Our scripture today is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 14 and 27. It says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but many. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it."
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into night. And through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished. End is written, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in
Jesus, yours is a victory.
One of the metaphors used in the Bible for the church is that of a body, in fact, the body of Christ. Each of us is a part of his body. Would you ask the Lord, when you look at me as a member of my church, how do you see me? What do you love about my place in this body? Then thank the Lord for his grace and ask for strength to be a blessing to him and to others in this body of believers. Our church council does the spiritual work of ensuring the tangible components of our church run in a way that honors Christ and loves our neighbors. Would you pray for them as they serve our Lord and us in this way? Jeremy is our chair and serves alongside Sheila, Rhonda, Chuck, Chad, and myself. Pray for wisdom, favor, and strength. Pray that our love for and mind in Christ would abound. We've all seen the effect of COVID on the fellowship component of any community, but church community too. While we sail through this storm, would you join us in praying for the community of Parkside to find and fight for new ways to connect and minister to one another? My prayer is that we won't shrink back, but that we'd get creative, that we'd seek God's counsel and be intentional in connecting with one another. Pray for unity, creativity, and an increase in fellowship. COVID has rendered many weary, either from the virus itself or its impact on our social, mental, and or financial health. Would you lift up the weary and downhearted? We can pray that this time in the desert isn't just the time of survival, but of life change. That as we get parched in the desert, we will be filled with living water. Thank you. Well, that's it for our time together. Thank you for joining with us in prayer. I'm going to be away for the next couple weeks on a prayer and planning retreat, so there will be a 2-week pause in these podcasts. Be encouraged as you go your way today with Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.